Om Shanti. So today we are going to revise today's Sunday's Avyak Mudli. Date is 24th March 1982. Title is The Speciality of Brahmin Life is Purity. So today Bab Dada is seeing all his pure children and Baba is asking us that to what extent you all have imbibed purity in your life. So he is checking our chart today. Baba is saying that the speciality of Brahmin life is purity. And Baba always speaks that purity is honesty, purity is beauty, purity is publicity, purity is simplicity, purity is royalty. It is the foundation of Brahmin life. It is the passport to heaven. And so many things he has spoken about purity. So Baba says to become a Brahmin is only that you have become a pure soul. So then today... So last week we have revised lot of points on purity. Today would be revision of it most of the points. And so today Baba is asking us that if you have imbibed purity in your life, what is the instrument that you will know that you have completely imbibed purity in your life? So what do you think? What is the instrument to know that you have imbibed purity in your life? What can it be? Happiness and good connection with Baba. Powerful points. How you will know that you have purity in your life? Lack of waste thoughts. So means strong, like he's saying, powerful gyan points will be there in your intellect, or happiness or peace. So I was churning on this point. What Baba has given answer I'll tell later. First, what is the proof that I have purity in my life? First point I thought was dreams. If my dreams are pure, that means I have purity in my life. Sleep, yeah. It's not possible. Everybody gets dreams. It is a very normal phenomena, but you do not remember it. Because if you study the scientific part of it, there is REM sleep, there is non-REM sleep, and you definitely get dreams. So it's not possible if somebody says that I can't remember is okay. So you are completely pure. Okay. That is also very good. That is also a sign of purity. So why I thought of this point that at conscious level we know a lot of things about of ourselves. But in dreams the subconscious mind is activated. So in conscious level I know that I am a Brahma Kumari and I am a pure soul and I am practicing celibacy in my life. But the subconscious mind does not know all this. And the barrier is open at night when we sleep. And there are a lot of dreams which come. It's not at the gross level of impurity, but it could be any subtle impurities or restlessness in the dream, or you know, anything vague coming in the dreams could be impurity. So one is dreams. Second thing I thought of the point like detach. The person who is pure will be very detached from the world. Whatever task is given to that person, he'll complete that task and being detached from that. And your Baba has told today that if you, what is the instrument that you have imbibed complete purity in your life is the being the embodiment of happiness and peace. There'll be happiness and peace in your life. So one is peace, and he says that if there is peace, there will be happiness. And there won't be any questions of why, what, like that. Why this should happen, why that should happen. All these questions will not arise in our mind. And he speaks that when there is purity, when there is happiness, peace, there will be power of concentration. So this is, he's speaking on purity. So people have spoken about purity many times. I was going through the literature and I came across that Gandhiji practiced, he struggled with celibacy so much in his life, and to conquer purity, he used to eat neem chutney with his food, so much so that he wins his taste buds. So he used to eat neem chutneys, and he there are a lot of things on YouTube where they have mentioned that he used to do some tantra experiments to see whether he is pure or not. All these things were there. Vivekananda also spoke a lot of things on purity. And last week as we were discussing that people who practice spirituality, the sexual energy is converted into ojas, and that is the spiritual energy, and that is powerful, and that goes to the brain, and such people are very powerful and very intellectual, and their speech is also very powerful. So brahmacharya celibacy is a part of purity. It is not everything, but it is the first step towards purity, and it is very, very important. So we'll discuss some points on this. Like the rays of the sun fall everywhere, but it does not cause fire. But if it is passed through a lens, it immediately causes fire. And celibacy is something like that only. When the energy is channelized, it burns our weaknesses. It burns our vices. So Baba has also spoken about celibacy so much. Like yesterday in question answer, he said that people who souls who get trapped in the name and fame, in the name and form of some others, will defame the name of self and of the father. He said, he used the word lattu in Hindi. So that's what Baba spoke about this. Baba also says that when there is relationship of a brother and sister, then the vicious thoughts won't come. Or like last week we discussed that if you see a female as your mother, then those vicious thoughts won't come in your mind. Mahatma Gandhi also in his life, he used to tell his wife as Ba. So once there was an incident where he was going to give a speech, and everybody said that his mother is coming along with him, because he used to say Ba. And later on people realized that Ba is his wife and not mother. Then he later on said that, yes, she is my wife, but since few years she is my mother now. I see her as my mother. So people have done lot of things to conquer purity in their life. So Baba also speaks on this. Baba says that, you know, lust is your greatest enemy, and you have to win over the vices. Like yesterday's Murli, Baba said that sannyasis tell that you can go and indulge in lust for once in a year or once in a month. But Baba said that the lust is your greatest enemy. So here also in Brahmin life, we have to be very careful where our purity is broken. So I was thinking on few points where the purity can be broken. Brother was saying that if you keep a connection with Baba as a sajan, so and then you are protected. You protect yourself. Because between a Brahma Kumar and Kumari, if a friendship happens, if the spiritual friendship happens, then there is lot of exchange of thoughts or exchange of messages via email, WhatsApp, Facebook, and your purity can be broken at that point of time. So all this should be taken care of. And in Brahmin life, we don't get attracted to beauty so much. We don't say that Kumari is very beautiful or that Kumar is very handsome, but we get attracted to their specialities. But we know that she is very good yogi or he is very good yogi. He gives good speeches. He is doing good purushartha. So we try to go close to each other. And here yogis get attracted to yogis, and then the maya starts coming, you know. We sit together and then we would share things with them about our purushartha or exchange of ideas. But yogi coming together, maya, when it will enter, we don't know. So we have to take lot of care in that also, when two yogis are attracted. Third point I thought of, favoritism. Sometimes we have favoritism in Brahmin life, that we say that this is, she is my favorite or he is my favorite, I am a fan of yours, and all these words Brahmins have started using, which looks very ugly to me. That such words should not be used in Brahmin life. This is worldly language. This is not our language. If we want to become fan or if we want to become attracted to, we should get attracted to only Baba, one. So this is one form of maya which comes in. Then favors. Kumar or Kumari is giving each other favors. Like, you know, if you want something, I will give you. And when, like, Kumari is a very sensitive. If some brother will give favors, they easily slip off. And that the Kumar has given me favor. So then you have good feelings for him, that yes, he is supporting me, he is caring for me so much. And then thoughts would be of that Kumar only, and you become very peaceless and restless in your thoughts. So that should be taken care of. I was thinking, like in our OPD, these sadhvis, they come, the Jain sadhvis, they are so firm in their this purity that they don't allow the males to take their blood pressure also. If a male takes a blood pressure, then they have to keep the fast for some few weeks or months. So they always come and sit on my side and they keep a cloth on the chair and then I take their blood pressure. So it's better that I take the blood pressure, otherwise they will have to keep the fast. It's like that. So they are so firm in that. And one more thing I came across was this pranayam. This is a very scientific thing. Kapalbhati, what we practice, they say that when the umbilicus is taken inside with the expiration, this is connected to the internal... So this is connected to the internal iliac artery and that is connected to the pudendal artery and that is connected to the reproductive organs. And what happens that when there is sexual thoughts and all, there is excitation and there is a increased blood flow to the reproductive organs. But when you practice this Kapalbhati for a long period of time, you have a physical control over the reproductive organs. So that is also one of the ways what people do in pranayam. So that is also one of the nice things. So this is, and Baba always says that you have to become Kali over vices and not Sheetala over vices. So many things Baba has spoken in Sakar Murli. And in one of the Murlis, Baba said, like, you know, in Brahmin family, we make brothers and sisters. No, he is my younger brother or he is my elder brother, she is my sister. But in one of the Sakar Murli, Baba says that Shiv Baba is only your sister and brother. So it is Shiv Behen and Shiv Bhai. It's no relationship. So like that, Shiv Behenji, Shiv Kumar Bhai and Shivani Behenji. So like that, Baba has spoken so much firm on purity in so many of the Murlis. So further, Baba says that according to the present time, you are coming close to the angelic stage and you are coming close to being equal to the Father. So purity is not only practicing celibacy, but purity is following the footsteps of Brahma Baba, what Brahma Baba did in his life. So he's speaking about follow Brahma Baba. So like Brahma Baba, I was thinking that for Brahma Baba, why it was easy to practice purity. So is it that he had crossed 60 years of age, whether it was that. So no, Baba has spoken in a lot of Sakar Murlis that these vices don't leave you at old age also. Though we say that in young life it is the play of hormones which takes place and all these things happen. But when Shiv Baba came in Brahma Baba, he just calmed down all his senses. And that's why it was little easy for him to achieve this celibacy. But he also did lot of efforts. So following Brahma Baba, lot of footsteps, as we all know, like how he was a carefree emperor, how he has firm faith in God and giving tireless service. So all those things will come in following Brahma Baba. So Baba says that, are you always resting comfortably on the bed of happiness? So here he has given example of that Vishnu lying on the bed of snakes. And it is depicted in that picture, no? He is lying nicely on the bed of snakes and those snakes' hood has become the canopy of protection. So Baba here is saying that vices have become your canopy of protection and the bed of the snakes, you have won over this. And the vices have come to serve you, means they have become your servant. So a very interesting point of churning here is how the vices have become canopy of protection, how they have become chhatrachaya, how vices will become chhatrachaya. Yeah, we control on them, but how they will protect us in our purushartha. So we were really thinking on this point last week, and then the point was like, so we were thinking on anger, how anger can help us, how anger can help us. So if anger is converted into like, if we have determination in our purushartha, you know, that zid, that stubbornness, I want to do means I want to do. I want to do 4-hour yoga. I want to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So that determination in purushartha, or giving punishment to the self. Like Baba says, no, if you do this thing wrong, then you give punishment to yourself. So that is like anger giving canopy of protection in efforts. And any other things just fall in, like attachment. So make all the attachments with Baba. If it is greed, have a greed of taking everything from Baba. So like that. And then he says that the snakes have become the bed of happiness. I was just seeing the pictures that this is a Sheshanaga and Sheshan, and somebody gave birth to this snake. Some female gave birth to so many snakes, and out of that this was the one. And they say in the scriptures that even if the world is destroyed, this snake is going to stay. So this is all about it. And Baba says that whoever is having happiness and peace in their life, they remain constantly cheerful. They will remain constantly cheerful, and they will not have the thing of why, what, like that. And the face will show that he has attained something in his life. So this is how you check your purity. Secondly, Baba says that if the souls don't experience your peace and happiness, that means you are having subtle impurity. So that means if you have imbibed anybody's weakness in your mind, in your thoughts, if you have taken impurity or waste of somebody in your mind, then your happiness and your peace or your power of purity will not reach others. You will become light, but you will not become searchlight. So here also a lot of points to churn on, that we keep weaknesses in our mind. One of the Murlis I was reading on purity, in which Baba said that keep good wishes for those also whom you know they are wrong. Even if they are wrong, you have to keep good wishes in your mind, in your thought for them. Then only that is complete purity. If you don't keep good wishes for them, that is not complete purity. So he has spoken on all this. And we always, I was just thinking, why this happens, that we keep weaknesses in our mind and then we go and tell to 100 of the other people, you know, this sister has this, or this brother has this much weaknesses, and we keep on telling others. So in Brahmin family, one thing is there, what we lack is appreciation. We don't appreciate people so much. If somebody is doing good purushas or giving good classes or doing good yoga, we have failed to appreciate that person, and we have a fault finding nature in, and we would remove all his faults, that, you know, he does this, he does this. Oh, it's okay, he has just come now only and he's telling so much. So this lack of appreciation in Brahmin family, we don't do that. And if somebody does mistake, we have a habit of telling it to 100 other people and 10 people whom we meet in a day. But if you think that if it is my own sister, if I have a blood relationship, will I go and tell outside? No, I will keep it to my family and my home only. And Baba in one of the Murlis also said that if you see somebody's weakness, think it is your weakness. So you will not spread it. Do you spread your weakness? No, we do not spread our weakness. So same is like that. If you see somebody else's weakness, do not spread it, but keep it to yourself. So this is all subtle impurity. If we have somebody's waste in our mind, or if we are gossiping about somebody, this is all subtle impurity. So that's what he's speaking here. And he says the definition of perfection in purity is for oneself to be a constant embodiment of happiness and peace, and also to enable others to experience the attainment of peace and happiness. So Baba says, do you understand now what is complete purity? And then Baba says further that the purity of power of purity is so great that with your pure thoughts you can transform the matter also. So with self-transformation there is transformation of matter. So he's speaking about the elements, five elements of nature. Like we give purity vibrations to five elements of nature and how it's changed. So here another example could be a very basic example, our yogic kheti, what is there? Farming, how they are doing, they are giving pure vibrations, they are not using insecticides, pesticides in that farming, and they are growing vegetables there. And so that is purity converting the elements. There is transformation. And the other experiment that doctor who did on the water molecule, like if you charge the water with vibrations of purity, how the water molecules change its form. So this is one of the things. Then Baba says that today I spoke to you about power of purity in thoughts. Later on I will tell you the definition of purity in words and deeds. And also I will tell you its relation with relationships and connections. Then Baba further says that if you want to become completely pure, So he compared 16 Celsius degree purity and 14 Celsius degree pure. So 16 Celsius degree is the Sato Pradhan, and this is Sato stage, this is Sun dynasty, this is Moon dynasty. So you have to do all the purushas to attain all the dharanas and become full. But Baba says that you are sometimes on the bed of happiness and sometimes you are on the bed of confusion. So constantly you have to sometimes you apply the tilak of bindi point and sometimes you apply the tilak of question mark. So tilak means awareness, and he says that constantly apply the tilak of three dots, and the tilak of three dots is the complete stage. You do know how to apply the dot, but your hand of attention shakes, he says. So when you are weak, you have to make more effort, and when you become the embodiment of power, Shakti Swarup, and all your efforts will be over, Baba says. Then he is meeting the groups. First group he is meeting, he is speaking about two spiritual roses. He says that all you souls are spiritual roses, and roses are very popular, and you are spiritual roses who spread the fragrance of spirituality everywhere. So how to become a spiritual rose? This is one of the questions. So first Baba says that because you see yourself as spirit and you always see others as spirit, and you can continuously converse with the master of spirit. So that is why you have become spiritual rose. So this is also one of the point of churning, how to become a spiritual rose and how to spread the spirituality. Like our everyday, day-to-day life, and you know how well-dressed we are, how we talk to people, how much cooperation we give to people, all those things will come here. So here we can start churning on how roses, why everybody likes roses. So last 2 days back I asked in night class, so tell me about rose something. So from one corner one brother said that yes, if I have to propose a girl and it would be a rose, and from other side one brother said yes, on the dead body also we put roses. So roses are so much widely used, and so many uses are there. Just according to time. So many use, and also if you see roses, Baba in one of the Murlis had compared rose and lotus. He said, do you want to become lotus or rose? So lotus always, he speaks, no, detachment, purity for family people, but roses are the one which are offered to the deities, and lotus is never offered to the deities. So he kept rose above lotus, so like that. And what you offer roses? Achha. Okay. Ganpati also, I think. Okay. So he had to spoken that in that Murli. Why roses are? Because it is offered to deities, and lotus is not offered to deities. So this is one of the point. And speaking on the deities, I just remembered. All the parts of lotus. So each of the flower has its own speciality. But today he is speaking about spiritual rose. He never tells us become spiritual lotus. Never in any of the Murlis he has spoken that. So remembering deity's point, I was just thinking that how much spirituality is reflected in the face of a deity. If people die, if great people die, they make statues of people. But if you look at their face, they don't have that purity in their face. And if you see a deity standing in the temple, you see purity is reflected from the face only. So that is spirituality from the. So many statues we have seen. But do we think that this person is spiritual or this person has purity? We never comment on the purity. But when we go to temples, we feel also that purity vibrations. Okay. Then going further, then Didiji is meeting Bab Dada before going to opening of some Delhi Mela, and Baba is saying that you are making everybody fly, and the soul has become a flying bird. How it is very easy to come and go by plane, so soul has also become a flying bird. And Baba says that you are playing a hero part, and in short time you are giving a lot of experience to people. So now you give keep up your thought of becoming embodiment of success and make everybody embodiment of awareness. Then Baba is saying the sound is still yet to emerge in Delhi, and all the mics have to reach Delhi. When the sound will come from government, then the completion will take place and all the politicians will also become awake, he says. So you are going to make preparations for that. Then Baba has spoken about 5 questions that you all can read. The first question is, who can become a justice to judge their own thoughts and the thoughts of others? So one whose intellect is very stable, one who has no upheaval, one who has no negative thoughts, one who has a balance of law and love and law and love and power. That then Baba asks the next question, what is the responsibility of a worldly justice and you spiritual justices? So that if the worldly judge takes a wrong decision, then he can waste the time of the other soul, or he can waste the birth of some other soul. He can become an instrument to cause many type of damages. But if you spiritual judges takes a wrong decision, then you spoil the fortune of that so many souls of, for so many births. Then other question he asks, which main dharana is the basis on which the needle of your intellect can remain stable? So here he says, being ignorant of the knowledge of desires, Ichha Matram Avidya. And then next question he said, when can you have the stage of being ignorant of knowledge of any desires? Like, when can you become Ichha Matram Avidya? So when you are full in knowledge, wisdom, successful, that time. And there is no lacking anything, you come to an angelic stage, karmatit stage. And then last was about 4 relationships with Baba and which dharana and slogans are connected with that. With 4 will easily complete. So father mein what he says, son shows father that I have become worthy and gives the proof of that. Then teacher is honesty and trustworthy. Then till the end of my life I will study. Then guru is being obedient. Wherever you make me sit, I will say whatever you tell me, I will do all those things. And bridegroom Sajan is faithful. In my every breath I sit with you, I eat with you and I stay with you. So this was the 5 questions and this is the Murli today. So purity is one of the main topics and it is the breath of Brahmin life. So we can churn more on this topic. Shanti.